chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean and a woman named Sylvie.
She's the can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire, now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
New CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Miami's terrible showing in their CONCACAF Champions Cup quarterfinal loss to Monterrey on Wednesday left head coach Tata Martino putting the blame for his team's elimination on MLS roster rules. Speaking to media after Wednesday's loss in Mexico, Martino said, quote, "If MLS doesn't ease the various rules it has to have deeper rosters with injuries and suspensions, Liga MX will continue to have the advantage." Martino's complaints come in the same week MLS reportedly approved some roster rules changes to give teams more flexibility, but not the kind of changes that will allow teams to spend on the same level as Mexico's biggest clubs. Nico, do Tata's comments sound like excuses, or does he have a point? The roster rules really didn't stop Columbus Crew from beating Tigres. So,
ooh,
that was a little jab.
Oh, when you put it like that.
Yeah. I mean, exactly.
It is an excuse. I think he has valid reason behind these
good
excuses.
Excuse?
Columbus Crew, we talked about this yesterday. Columbus Crew is the best team in Major League Soccer. And Tigres were pretty poor at home for Tigres' standard. So, you know, it's kind of virtue of Columbus being so good, being a championship-winning team, and Tigres being below par.
But also when talking about the roster rules, Columbus Crew is built very differently.
And they're very balanced.
Yeah.
And there's not really any massive superstars. Playing-wise, Darlington Nagbe, Diego Rossi, and Cucho Hernandez are superstars, but just name-wise.
Yeah. And none of them are getting a cut of the Apple TV deal.
You need, in international play, you need a little bit, sprinkles of both, to not get embarrassed on an international stage, like Inter Miami did. Because Inter Miami are top-heavy with the superstar names, but then are dwindle out in the depth of the roster afterwards. So if you want to we said yesterday, if you want to compete against the likes of Tigres, America, Monterrey, etc.
What about come FIFA Club World Cup if they were ever to get into it?
You know, what would the world say of Messi's team? They would get just mopped.
You saw what happened when they went to Saudi Arabia.
Like, you know what? Because compare from what Monterrey has done. How did Monterrey do against Liverpool in the Club World Cup? They took them to extra time. They competed.
That's right.
Several clubs from either South America or Mexico that have, you know, the similar pull or from this region, the Americas, can compete against European clubs. Can they win? That's a different story. They haven't won in a very long time in these one-off chances that they get. But Inter Miami wants to be there, but MLS isn't allowing them to.
In the run-up to the FIFA Club World Cup, the Copa America, and the run-up to the World Cup, being here in this country, you are tying this club's hands behind their back in their ability to surround the greatest player to ever grace
this club and many other clubs. This is not just an Inter Miami thing.
In particular, only one of them has the greatest player of all time playing on the team. And you are tying their hands behind their back, not letting them surround them with the support that they need in order to play at a level that begats or is equivalent to the level of Lionel Messi, especially when you're playing in international tournaments. It's embarrassing this league further. What you did was you basically, you put a Porsche in the middle of a swamp.
I think people see this that don't know about MLS.
I was trying to not say a bad word.
And they think it's unserious. They think that Major League Soccer is unserious.
Yeah.
Because they're not allowed to put a team together like the rest of the world is allowed to put a team together.
No, it's absolutely true.
And MLS is not unserious. MLS is aspiring to be a heavy player in the region.
They have to match that.
There you go.
Everything should change. When Beckham came in, they didn't say, like, oh, he's got to fit in the cap. They made a rule around which he can come in. Now do that for the rest of the squad.
Yeah, they need to lift that Ferrari out of the swamp.
It was a Porsche. And I was going to say, I'll tell you in the break what I was going to say.
Oh, Lord. Good good grief.
I would have probably got a red card.
It's Friday.
All right. Hey, it is Friday.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Hosts Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.